When the sea level rises, Ocean City feels it. It's on the front lines, a barrier island on the edge of the Atlantic. Terry McGeehan is the city engineer for a town he describes as a working-class resort.
Our industry is tourism, and the real reason why people come here is the beach.
But in the 1980s, that beach was reduced to a narrow strip. Not so today, all thanks to a massive and expensive beach replenishment project. In 1991, countless tons of sand were brought in. Dunes were built. But that wasn't the end of it. To keep up with erosion, McGeehan says the beach here at Ocean City has already been renourished four times.
Approximately every 4 years, we'll do a renourishment project. To give you an idea of the scale, that's 100,000 truckloads, basically, of material that we'll put on here.
Though it doesn't actually come in a truck.
No, it's pumped in a dredge from out in the ocean.
It is a constant fight because the waves keep coming, keep pulling the sand back out to sea. Scientists say this is partially just normal erosion, but some of it at least can be blamed on global climate change and sea level rise. Over time, they say the share of the problem caused by climate change will grow. If you hadn't done the beach replenishment, do you have any sense of what this would look like right now?
There probably would have been no public beach left in many of these areas.
So far, fending off the sea has cost $90 million, split amongst local, state, and federal tax dollars. But engineers estimate some $240 million in storm damage has been prevented.
Holding back the sea is an economic proposition. If you're willing to spend the money, the sand exists to elevate any given barrier island.
Jim Titus is the project manager for sea level rise at the Environmental Protection Agency, and he's been sounding the alarm about climate change for years. He says policymakers and the public will eventually have to decide which beaches, which communities are worth saving.
The challenge for communities like Ocean City is to persuade everybody else that they are one of those communities that are too important to give up, and then to get their residents to cooperate in doing what it takes to do to gradually elevate the entire community with a rising sea.
But if you think in geologic time, like University of Maryland professor Michael Carney does, there isn't a whole lot of hope for barrier islands like Ocean City.
It's essentially a pile of sand. There's nothing really permanent about it.
Carney studies coastal processes.
The long-term prospect of any barrier surviving the projected rates of sea level rise, even at the moderate rates, so-called moderate, of the International Government Panel on Climate Change predicted, is pretty slim.
Ocean City engineer Terry McGeehan just isn't buying it. He thinks Ocean City can survive sea level rise.
I think that we can design towards it and we can properly build towards it and with responsible actions that we can live with it.
As long as there's enough sand and money to keep it going. For the Environment Report, I'm Tamara Keith.